Hey, welcome back to the AIMP Nashville Pubcast. This is your host, Tim Hunzi. I'm so excited to be kicking off our ninth season with my friend, Jessie Stevenson. She is now the proud owner of her own company, Perfect Game Creative. Jessie, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
Of course. Now, for those of my listeners that may not know all about you, why don't you give us a little quick short version of your story in the music business of what got you here?
Sure. I am a Nashville native. I attended Belmont University and I did a series of internships that led me to a bunch of relationships that connected me with Jesse Alexander and John Randall, which in turn led me to Ben Vaughn at Warner Chappell, where I worked for 9.5 years before launching Perfect Game.
That was possibly the fastest bio I've got from anybody, but you cleared that pretty good, though.
I wanted to go. I mean, I can go more in depth, but I wanted to keep it.
No, that's great. That actually gets us right into the juicy parts. Like, honestly, that's pretty quick. It's a 10-year town, but you got to your own company in 9, so you're ahead of the game a little bit.
Well, 9.5 years at a major plus grinding in college for 4 years, so maybe 13.
All right. Huh? You're probably right. You probably have to amplify that in a major. You definitely worked enough calendars to make it a 10-year town for yourself.
True. And I also think like so much of your, if you make the most of the time that you're in school, so much of your relationship on the row come from that. At least it did for me.
Look, I say this a lot. We'll get into more about your company, but doing a little bit of the backstory profile piece of this, that is so important. I repeat over and over again, network, 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 because I get asked often, how do you get in the music business? And I mean, not everybody's going to go to college, but yes, I got my job through my internship as well. That's how I networked and met people. But even if you don't intern, just getting out there and networking is so vital. And I love that you pointed that out as well, that is such a big part of what we do. Because our whole, basically your job, I think any job, but really in our business, it's all built off relationships. So you got to get out there and make relationships.
Totally. And I think I had a really hard time networking just to network. I always felt like I was better at networking with a purpose. And like looking at places where I could be useful or add value. And that's really where I think I've seen relationships grow.
Would you call yourself an introvert then or an extrovert?
I am really outgoing, but I'm an introvert. So like I can turn it on, but I need my alone time.
They have a new name. I forget. I forget what they're calling it, but it's kind of me. It's the hybrid because I think we're similar because
ambivert, I think, is what they call it.
Yes. I think people would call me that saw me on the outside that I'm an extrovert. But man, it takes a lot of energy for me to be that. And even hosting this, like people are like, oh, you're so comfortable. Like, well, let me tell you, public speaking is a great fear. And this is similar, but you just get used to it.
Sure.
All right. So you have spent a lot of time at Warner Chappell, but now I'm so excited to see that you're jumping out with your own situation, this Perfect Game Creative. But let's just start with jumping in there. Like, when did you first get the start feeling the pull to start Perfect Game Creative? And what was some of the challenges you're already seeing? And then how are you overcoming some of that?
Well, it's interesting because before I started at Warner Chappell, I kind of thought I was going to have my own writer management company. And I fell into the Warner Chappell gig. And so that kind of got put on hold. The pull to like be an entrepreneur and have my own thing and really choose what I work on when I work on it has always been in the back of my mind. And then when I had my daughter 3 years ago, it definitely ramped up. And I just kind of waited for the right opportunity to emerge to kind of like lean into that. And the timing worked. And as far as like challenges, I think, you know, this is the first time I've ever owned a business. So you want to save as much money as possible and get yourself on the right foot, but you also want to like invest in the things that are going to make your company successful. So figuring out that balance and also like learning about taxes and business management and like all the things that you really need to be successful and to scale like in a proper way. That's all learning on top of like being creative.
Let's jump into a little bit of your creative process and how you do what you do, what makes you so great. So what is maybe some of your philosophy on writer and maybe even artist development? But, you know, like, how do you help the writers get started? How do you help them get better? How do you help them get a little bit of traction? What's your process in that when we're looking at signing, particularly a new writer?
Yeah, I think you kind of have to listen to the songs that they're writing. I love somebody who can write a song by themselves. That's like one of the most important things in my opinion. And like looking at some of those songs and finding similarities in the style or the way that they write or what they like to write about, and pairing them with people that you think will complement them. And then from those sessions, you're gonna find out a lot, like that wasn't a personality fit. Or that was a personality fit, but they didn't write a great song. And you kind of have to like keep refining their session calendar based off of that. And then you can kind of hit a rhythm and you get, you know, you might get a hold, you might get a cut. They might have an artist peer that starts to bubble. And I think from there, it's all PR, how you package them, how you get other people excited about them, who you know that you can say like, hey, like, please give this person a chance. Like, you won't regret it. I think that's a huge thing is like, I've been really fortunate to have some good relationships with some artists and just like have them be willing to take a chance on a new writer that's led to, you know, great songs. But yeah, that's probably, it's always a challenge, I think, to level somebody up, you know, like they're at this level in their career and they've had this or that, and you know that they deserve to be at the next level. But kind of all the stars have to align.
It's by far the hardest thing we do. I've being a independent my entire career, I tend to have that's kind of what you're raised on doing is signing. Not that, by the way, just to clarify, it always sounds like I'm talking crap on the majors, but I've always had to sign developing writers. It's been a passion of mine, but by far the hardest thing is finding some uncut diamond that you've seen and trying to build it into something. And using, as you get along the way, you can use some of your good resources because we are the mouthpiece. When you call up a friend, like I'm sure I've called you at times, trust me, just put this writer in the room. It's going to be great. I believe in them. They're awesome. And to have people trust you when you say that is awesome. So you kind of two parts to that for those that listening, because you know a lot of my audience is learning, getting into the business. So I always like tell them, like part of that is you got to be you know, judicious in how you use that calling card, and the other part is when you do it, you better be right. You know, hope the right words.
Totally.
So it's two sides to that coin. You know what I mean? What are some things of when you're looking at a writer, for instance, or and what are some other things other than obviously the music's got to be compelling, right? Are there other green flags you look at that you can't ignore when you want to sign somebody?
Work ethic. Honestly, like I will sign somebody whose songs are almost there, but not quite there yet, if I see that they're working harder than I am. Somebody who may have like written the greatest song ever, but is lazy. Like we're not gonna align.
I think we've all made that mistake and signed something that you're working harder than they are, which is a little bit heartbreaking, for sure.
Yeah, I think like that's, and you can't teach work ethic. I think it's just something you're either born with or thrust into based on like how you grew up. But yeah, it's just like no amount of talent makes up for a lack of work ethic, in my opinion, for what I do and how I operate.
I think that's fair. The other thing I always throw in there is for me it's teachability. They can listen, they can take, you know, advice, because that's hard. And I understand that. I'm pretty direct. especially with younger writers. I'm a little harder, a little boot campy, tend to tell them what I think about things. So sometimes that lands hard, but you got to be able to take that and learn to grow, because it comes from a place of love, right? Of wanting, we all want the same thing. We want you to be better, right? We want them to grow.
I think that's one thing too. Like once a writer or artist really understands that, hey, like we're on your team. We don't win unless you win. So we want you to win. And we're going to guide you in the way that we think we can help you do that. Like we're all, it's kind of, they always say like in marriage, like it's not you versus your spouse. It's the two of you versus the problem. I like to think the same about, you know, the A&R and the creative relationship.
Talking about writers and particularly building new ones, how do you balance the long game, you know, that patience, if that reality of needing momentum immediately? Like, how do you work on that for you and the writer and try to keep them encouraged at the same time?
Well, it's interesting. When you first asked that question, I think of it from a financial lens, which I've only been at a major and I haven't owned any of that major. So that piece of it has always been kind of up to somebody else. And I've always fought the creative narrative fight. It'll be interesting to see how that shifts now that I've got a financial stake in the game. I'm sure that I will have to handle things differently and there will be challenges that I haven't had before. I think it's really, really important to celebrate the little wins along the way. I think it's easy for a writer to, you know, get jaded, understandably. A lot of times, you know, I hear writers knock a hold. Like, what does a hold mean? And I'm like, well, you can't get a hold without a cut. You can't get a single without a cut. You can't get a cut without a hold. You can't get a single without a cut. They all lead to one another. And so I think celebrating those little wins is the best thing you can do.
So let's just ask another question about you and the company. What is the thing that gets you the most excited about this new adventure you're on?
What I really love about launching my own company is that I don't really know what is next and I'm not really boxed in. I can kind of do a little bit of everything, which is super exciting. It opens the door that I don't have to do one type of role. Opportunities are going to present themselves and I can take them where I may have couldn't before. And it's kind of just like endless possibilities of like what kind of gaps I can fill in the industry and who I can connect with and who I can collaborate with, which that's really exciting to me.
That's so cool. You know, one of my dreams had always been to have my own company. Like that was my long time. I was able to do that and then sell it. And I'm so excited to see more people jump off into that adventure and encourage people. It is hard. You're about to do the hardest thing you've ever done, maybe next to motherhood, because that's probably the hardest for sure. I've got kids, I know. But outside of that, it is hard, but it's also the most rewarding thing you can do. And I think it's amazing seeing you have this opportunity in this time. So I'm super proud, because I have followed your careers from your days of assistance as just Miss Jesse Vaughn, not related, still my favorite tag ever on an email. That was when she worked with Ben Vaughn, for those that didn't know, but they are not related, but hilarious emails. But watching your journey, just get a little sappy for you. I've just always thought you were really good at what you did, highly effective, great to work for. Warner Chappell has had some great mojo over there, because Alicia also is one of my all-time favorite people. You two are both just highly talented, very effective, and seeing both of you kind of going off and doing your own thing is super cool. And also, I got to say, I'll throw it out to Chappell on that they have been encouraging and supportive of y'all and continuing to work with you and give you those wings. Hey, big shout out to that, to support the new adventure you're on too. So, hey, super excited for you. I think that's crazy cool. And I know you're going to kill it on your new journey on that.